Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take an immense style break variation and glue it into a sunrise set edit in Ableton Live 12, so it feels emotional, fluid, and totally ready for the dance floor. And just to be clear, we're not chopping a break just to flex on the nostalgia. We're shaping it so it has lift, warmth, movement, and clean transient control. The goal is that classic jungle DNA, but softened and opened up enough to fit that dawn hour feeling. Think rolling energy, a little grime, and a lot of glow. This technique is super useful if you're building intro edits, breakdown to drop transitions, liquid jungle hybrids, sunrise arrangements, or custom drum layers over a bass line or atmospheric section. By the end, you'll have a two-bar amen variation that feels musical, human, and glued together with stock Ableton tools. Let's get into it. First, find the right amen source. Start with a clean or semi-clean amen sample. An amen variation from a pack or even a pre-chopped jungle loop. What you want is a break with strong snare character, clear ghost notes, and enough room tone to feel alive. If it's already super crushed or distorted, that's not a deal breaker, but you'll want to be gentler with processing later. Drag the loop into a new audio track in Ableton Live 12. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 BPM for standard DNB, or 174 if you want a little more urgency. Turn warp on, and for breaks, beats mode is often a really good starting point because it keeps the punch intact. Complex Pro can work, but don't reach for it unless you really need it. One important tip here, get the first transient placed correctly, and make sure the loop lands cleanly on the grid. If you overwarp the break into a stiff robot loop, you'll lose a lot of the feel that makes an amen break special. We want controlled movement, not sterilized perfection. Now we're going to give ourselves control by slicing the break into playable pieces. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing, use transients if the break is detailed, or 1/8 notes if you want a bit more manual freedom. Ableton will build a drum rack and map the slices across the pads, which is perfect, because now you can reorder hits, duplicate ghosts, mute ugly moments, and build your own variation without losing the identity of the break. Open the MIDI clip and start building a two-bar pattern. A good sunrise amen variation usually has a strong snare anchor, some lightly shifted ghost notes, a few broken kick placements, and maybe a tiny bit of open hat or ride-like movement. The trick is to make bar 1 more recognizable, then let bar 2 evolve. Keep the main snare prominent. That snare is your anchor point. Once you start experimenting, that stable snare placement helps the groove stay connected to the original break. Then add ghost notes at lower velocity, and use one or two small rearrangements to make it feel human. Don't try to cram every 16th note with hits. Sunrise emotion needs space. The air between the hits is part of the vibe. Velocity matters a lot here. If every hit is the same velocity, the break will sound like MIDI homework. For a good starting point, make your main hits sit around 100 to 127, supporting hits around 70 to 95, and ghost notes around 25 to 60. That alone can turn a flat chopped loop into something that breathes. Next, let's add groove. Amen-based DNB lives and dies on swing and feel, but for sunrise energy, you want the groove to lilt without falling apart. Open the groove pool and load a subtle swing, maybe an MPC-style groove or a light 16th swing. Apply it gently. A good starting point is timing around 55 to 62%, with random at 0 to 5%, and velocity around 5 to 15%. You can also make tiny manual timing shifts if you want more personality, but don't overdo it. The idea is a soft push and pull, not a late beat drag session. Now we move into glue and tone shaping. Put your break, or the drum rack group, through a stock processing chain that gives you body, cohesion, and a warm sunrise finish. Start with drum bus. Use it to add body and cohesion. Keep drive somewhere around 5 to 15%, crunch low, and boom very carefully if you use it at all. If you want the break to feel softer and more sunrise friendly, reduce the transients a little. If you want more clarity, push them slightly up. The point is to unify the slices without crushing them. Next is EQ8. Clean up the low end gently, below about 25 to 35 Hz if needed. Carve a bit in the muddy low mid zone around 180 to 350 Hz if the break feels boxy, and if the sample has gone dull. A small lift around 5 to 8 kHz can restore some snap. But be careful. Sunrise DNB wants glow, not harsh fizz. Then comes glue compressor, and this is where the break starts feeling like one performance again. Use a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and aim for just 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Subtle is the word here. We want cohesion, not smashed drums. After that, add saturator for warmth. Soft clip-on, drive it by 1 to 4 dB, and keep the output compensated. This helps the ghost notes and snare body speak a little more clearly without just turning the whole thing up. Finally, use utility if you need to manage stereo width. A slightly narrower break often sits better with a big bass line. Try width around 80 to 100%, and keep the low end centered. A clean, focused drum image can feel much more refined in a sunrise context. Now let's make it emotional. This is where the variation goes from loop to edit. Add a ghost snare lift just before the main snare to create a little push. You can also use a reverse slice to lead into a phrase change. Reverse a tiny percussive hit or snare tail and place it 1/16th or 1/8th note before the new section. And don't forget microfills. At the last half bar of every 4 or 8 bars, drop in a displaced hat hit, a quick kick snare kick pickup, or a repeated slice at lower velocity. These tiny details keep the groove feeling alive over time. Layering also matters. One amen loop can absolutely carry a section, but in modern DNB, it usually benefits from a little support. Add one or two supporting elements like a shuffly top loop, a vinyl-style hat texture, a soft ride or rim, a filtered shaker, or a brushed snare layer. Use stock tools like drum rack, simpler, auto filter, echo and reverb to shape them, and high-pass those support layers around 200 to 400 Hz so they don't muddy the kick and snare body. For sunrise emotion, atmosphere is huge. Add field recordings, filtered pads, reversed cymbals, a quiet noise swell, or distant reverb tails. Use reverb with a long decay, but filtered, and echo for soft rhythmic movement. Auto filter automation is especially powerful here. Start the break filtered and narrow, then slowly open the highs. Widen the stereo image, and reveal more snare and ghost detail over 8 to 16 bars. That slow reveal creates emotional lift without needing a massive melodic hook. Now arrange it like a real tune, not just a loop. A simple structure might look like this. Bars 1 to 8, filtered intro break and atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16, the full amen variation enters. Bars 17 to 24, bass line joins and the drum simplify a little. Bars 25 to 32, a variation or fill section with snare rolls or reverses. Bars 33 to 40, a breakdown or atmospheric reset. Bars 41 to 48, the main groove returns with more energy. Work in 8-bar phrases, and change something every 4 bars. Keep the break breathing around the bass line. If the bass is strong, thin the break a bit in the low mids. Sidechain the break group lightly if needed, and keep kick transients focused. The whole thing should feel like a conversation between drums and bass, not a fight. For final polish, group the drums and process them as a unit. A good group chain is EQ8, glue compressor, drum bus, saturator, then utility. Make the EQ cleanup tiny, use only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the glue compressor, keep drum bus mild, use saturator just enough to bring out harmonics, and check mono compatibility with utility. Always reference against a few DNB tracks. Ask yourself, does the snare feel strong enough? Does it groove without rushing? Is the break too busy for the bass line? Does it feel emotional, not just aggressive? That last one matters a lot for sunrise material. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overslice the break so much that you lose the amen identity. Don't overcompress it and kill the snap. Don't ignore velocity, because flat dynamics flatten the whole vibe. Don't let too much low end live in the break. And don't keep the same pattern running forever, without variation every 4 or 8 bars. Also, sunrise does not mean harsh top end. It means warm, open, and glowing. If you want this workflow to lean darker or heavier, you can absolutely push it that way. Increase drum bus drive, compress a little harder with glue, use saturator more aggressively with soft clipping, reduce the swing a bit, make ghost notes sparser, narrow the image, and let the break hit harder against the bass. Same core method, different emotional direction. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 4-bar sunrise amen edit. Load an amen break and slice it to a drum rack. Create a 2-bar MIDI pattern. Add 2 ghost notes, 1 reverse slice, and 1 small fill at the end of bar 2. Then process it with EQ8, glue compressor, drum bus, and saturator. Make a second version for bars 3 and 4 with 1 extra variation. Bounce the results. Compare the original loop, the processed loop, and the arranged 4-bar version, and listen for whether it feels human, rolling, and emotionally open. If you want to level up further, try making a 16-bar drum journey. Start sparse, bring in the full variation, add 1 extra percussion layer and 1 fill, then strip things back again while leaving one emotional transition moment. Use only stock Ableton devices, include at least one reverse slice, automate something subtle, and keep the break recognizable throughout. If you want extra credit, render the drums to audio and make a second version with a different groove amount, a little more saturation, and a narrower stereo image. Then compare which one feels more sunrise and why. So the big takeaway is this: an amen break becomes powerful when it feels rhythmic, human, cohesive, and emotionally directed. That's the difference between a chopped sample and a proper sunrise DNB edit. Nice work. You've now got a method for taking an amen style variation and gluing it into an emotional, danceflow ready edit in Ableton Live 12. In the next session, you can take this even further with deeper mix control, a custom drum rack macro setup, or a bar by bar MIDI example.